Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We are holding at the very top of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. So says the Gemara. The Mishnah had said, Klaf Kedei Lichtav Lov Parsha Ketana. How much klaf are you chayv for Hotzah on? The amount that it takes to write a small Parsha of Tefillin, which is a Parsha of Shema Yisrael. Says Mar Urim Minhu, I'll ask you a steer from a Braisa. Klaf Uduch Sustos Kedei Lichtav Lov Mezuzah. That the shear of klaf, which is the outer part of the or of the behema, when you cut it into two, when you cut it down width-wise, and the duchsustus, the inner part of the Arab behema, this year is to write a mezuzah, which is the parsha of Shema and Vahayim Shemoa. Those are the parshas that are in a mezuzah. Not like it says in our Mishnah, that klaf that Yechayv Rotzah is just to write the parsha of Shema alone. So it says, no, my mezuzah, what does it mean this year to write a mezuzah? Mezuzah Shebet Tefillin. It means one of the four parshas of the Tefillin, which means the smallest of the four parshas of the Tefillin, which means the parsha of Shema. V'kari luhu the tefillin mezuzah, says Gemara. Wait, since when in Judaism do we refer to tefillin as a mezuzah? Says Gemara, we absolutely do. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says that ritzuos tefillin imat tefillin metamos hasiyadayim. That ritzuos of tefillin that are attached to the tefillin are metame the hands that touch the ritzuos, and therefore those hands will be metame truma if those hands touch truma without until sidayim. But bifnei atzman, but when the ritzuos are on their own and they're not connected to tefillin, ain metamos yadayim. They're not going to be metame yadayim. Reb Shimon Yehudom, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. And obviously, whenever we talk about tumas yadayim, we're talking about a tumim midrabanan. On the Daraisa level, you're either tame or you're not. There's no such thing as your hands becoming tame. Reb Shimon Yehudom, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. Hanogea b'ritzua. If a person touches a ritzua of tefillin, even if it is attached to the tefillin, tahor, his hands are tahor ad sheigab k'tzitza, until he touches the bottom of the tefillin. Rabbi Zakai Mishmo Omer. Rabbi Zakkai says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, tahor. Even if he touches the bottom of the tefillin, his hands are tahor. Ad shiiga b'mezuzah atzma, until he touches what? The mezuzah itself. Who's talking about mezuzah? We're talking about tefillin. No, you see, it's talking about the parshios inside the batim, and that's referred to as a mezuzah. So it says, how can you say that when the Braisa says klaf uduchsusas kadei lichtav lov mezuzah means one of the parshios of tefillin? Vamidiktani seifa, the seifa of that same Braisa says klaf kadei lichtav lov parsha Tana Shebet Tefillin Shei Shema Yisrael. It talks about a klaf that's large enough to write the smallest parsha of the tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. Mechal Dereshu Mezuzah Atzmaskinan, which certainly gives you the impression that in the first part when we said mezuzah, it meant mezuzah and not tefillin. So says Gemara Hachi Katani. This is the way to learn the brisa. Klaf Duchsustus Shirin Bekama Duchsustus Kedei Lichtov Alav Mezuzah. Klaf Kedei Lichtov Parsha Katana Shebet Tefillin Shei Shema Yisrael. That there's actually a difference between klaf and duchsustus. That klaf Duchsustus this year is to write a mezuzah, meaning a whole mezuzah, Shema and Vahayim Shema, because you're not allowed to use duchsustus to write tefillin. So it's only usable to write a mezuzah. But klaf, which you use to write tefillin, you only have to have it large enough to write the smallest parsha of tefillin in order to be chayv for otzah. Amrav, duchsustus harei keklaf, maklaf kosven alav tefillin, af duchsustus kosven alav tefillin. So Rav says that duchsustus is just like klaf, and you're allowed to write tefillin on duchsustus. Tana, and our Mishnah says, klaf kdei lichtov parsha ketan shabat tefillin, shishma Yisrael. So it sounds like, yeah, klaf in duchsustus lo, that only klaf the shear is to write a parsha in the tefillin. But duchsustus, it sounds like you would need a larger shear, presumably because you can't write tefillin on duchsustus. So it's more of the mitzvah. Really, the mitzvah minamuvchar is to write tefillin only on klaf and not on duchsustus. And since normally people like to do a mitzvah in a chachiladika kind of way, so they're not going to use, set aside duchsustus to use for tefillin. And that's why you're not chayiv on hotza'a of duchsustus of such an amount. But if you do write tefillin on duchsustus, then it is in fact kosher. Tashma, the Gemara asks Viter on Rav. Again, Rav is one that said that if you write tefillin on duchsustus, it's kosher. So Tashma, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa. Halachal Moshe Misinai, tefillin ala klaf. Halachal Moshe Misinai is that tefillin has to be written dafka on klaf, which is the outer part of the or of the behema. Mezuzah ala duchsustus. And mezuzah gets written on the inner part of the or of the behema. Klaf b'makom basar. The klaf you write is on the inner part that's facing toward the flesh of the animal. Duchsustus b'makom seir. Duchsustus is the part that faces toward the outside of the animal, the hairy part of the animal, and l'mitzvah. But all of this that you write on klaf is only the mitzvah l'chachilah, but b'dievet, even if you wrote in duch sustos, it's kosher exactly like Rav said. So asking what about Tanya, but the Braisa says shina pasul, that if you do it differently, it's going to be pasul. No, that's a mezuzah. That's only going on writing a mezuzah, that if you write a mezuzah on klaf, it's pasul. But if you write a tefillin on duch sustos, it is in fact kosher. V'tanya shina b'zeh u'b'zeh pasul. You can't say that. It says in the Braisa that if you change either one, it's going to be pasul. So edvd a mezuzah. Changing either one is both talking about mezuzah. V'adu kasvinu a klaf b'makom seyar. One is talking about where you wrote it on klaf. You wrote a mezuzah on klaf, and you wrote it on the makom seyar. And certainly, if you wrote it b'makom basar, inami, the other case where your mishana is aduch sustus b'makom basar, where you wrote it on duch sustus like you're supposed to, but you wrote it on the wrong side of the duch sustus. V'iba yisema. Or you could say, we could be miyashiv as follows, that really the Braisa means to say, b'zeh u'b'zeh is going on tefillin and mezuzah. That if you write tefillin on duch sustos, the tefillin are going to be pasul. And if you write a mezuzah on klaf, the mezuzah is going to be pasul. And don't reject Rav, who is machshir tefillin that written on duch sustos, just because of this Braisa, because shina b'zeh u'b'zeh tanoihi. You're right, this Braisa is against Rav, but it's machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, because the Braisa tells us, shina b'zeh u'b'zeh, that if you do the mezuzah and tefillin wrongly, that you write the tefillin and duch sustos, the mezuzah on klaf, pasul, Rabbi Yacha, machshir, mishum Rabbi Yachi bar Chanina, va'amri lo, mishum Rabbi Yacha bar Chanina, but there is another Tana, who is in fact makel about this, and Rav will say that Rabbi Yacha, who's machshir the tefillin, that's written on duch sustos, is the one that's correct, la halacha. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa is miyashiv the Braisa, a third way. The Braisa, when it says shina b'zeh b'zeh apostle, is to be understood on its simplest level, that whether you're mishana and you write tefillin on duch sustos, or you're mishana and you write mezuzah on klav, it's going to be apostle. Ah, isn't this a kasha on Rav, who says tefillin on duch sustos is kasher? Rav damar katana de menashe. Rav holds like the Tana from if you write on the yar, which is made from plant, valamatlis, or like a felt, it's going to be pasul. But al klaf, al gvil, al duchsustus ksheira, this tanda be menasha holds out on duchsustus, it's kosher, ksava mai. What's the tanda talking about? If you wrote what on klaf gvil, duchsustus is going to be kosher. Ile mezuzah, mezuzah klaf mikasvinan. If it's a mezuzah, that's certainly not true. Mezuzah is not kosher to be written on klaf. Elulav tefillin must be talking about tefillin. And you see that tefillin written on duch sustos is in fact kasher. So you see that Rav holds that way as well. So according to your shita, that the Braisa is talking about tefillin, tefillin a gevil mikasvinan? Can you write tefillin on gevil? Elikitanya hi b'sefer Torah. No, it must not be talking about mezuzah or tefillin. It must be talking about sefer Torah. Lema misayel, and I'll bring you a raya from a Braisa. Kayotzi bo tefillin shabala b'sefer Torah shabala, einos if you have tefillin or sefer Torah that gets worn out, you can't take the parsha of Shema and the parsha of Vahayim Shema and make a mezuzah out of it, because you're not allowed to be morid the level of kedusha from a more significant kedusha to a less significant kedusha. So the whole reason you're not allowed to use the parsha for the mezuzah is because taima de'in moridin, because you're not allowed to downgrade its kedusha. But ha-moridin, had you been able to downgrade its kedusha, osin, apparently you would be allowed to make a mezuzah out of it. Well, how could you do that? D'chsiva amai. What's the Sefer Torah that's filling written on? Lav d'chsiva ad-duch sustos? Aren't we talking about where it's written on duch sustos? Because if it was written on klav, it would be possible for mezuzah anyway, even without the din of being morid mikedusha chamura, l'kedusha kala. So we have a raya from the Braisa to Rav that tefillin that's written on duch sustos is kasher. Says more lo, the ksiva al klaf. We're not talking about where it's written on duch sustos. We're talking about it's written on klaf. And there's no raya to Rav that tefillin that's written on duch sustos is in fact kasher. Mezuzah al klaf mikasvinan. Wait a second. Can you write a mezuzah on klaf? We learned recently that if you're mishana and you write the mezuzah on klaf, the mezuzah is going to be puzzle. So how could it be that we're talking about you writing a mezuzah on klaf? Says more in this Tana holds that a mezuzah that's written on klaf is kasher.
answer. Vatanya, because the Braisa tells us this, Vatanya is benichusa. Ksava ala klaf, ala niyar, ala matlis, psula, that if you write it on klaf, niyar matlis is possible. I'm Rav Shimon Elazar, a mayor hayikos ala klaf, mepnei she mishta meris. A mayor would write on klaf because it stays better that way. It's much better than duchsustas as far as the ink staying. So the Tana that taught this Braisa holds like Rabbi Meir. Hasha da asas lahachi. Oh, once we say that there's a Tana that holds that mezuzah could be written on klaf, so the Rav Nami lo tema. Even according to Rav, you don't have to say duchsustas hareu keklaf. That when he says duchsustas hareu keklaf is that you could write tefillin on klaf. Eleim a klaf hareu keduchsustas. Ma duchsustas kasun lav mezuzah af klaf kasun lav mezuzah. His whole statement might have been about mezuzah, that klaf is like duchsustas. That just like you create a mezuzah on duchsustas, you could write mezuzah on klaf as well. Okay, we will stop there for Daf Ayin Tesam and Beis, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the last three words of Daf Ayin Tesam and Beis at the two dots.